Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. During Lent and a little bit after Easter, we were talking about what if we took Jesus seriously, inspired by the book by Sky Gittany. And there's another book he wrote that's brought me inspiration to talk about something that's difficult for a lot of us in the religious world, and that's called What is Wrong with Religion? And several weeks ago, you may have seen that the study came out that this is the first time in recorded history in America that we have had our worshiping community's attendance dip below 50%. And this is all worshiping communities, not just Christianity. And we all have different ideas of who to blame for this problem. Some of us want to blame secularism and how that's pervading our society. Others want to just blame religion. And I think the core thing for people of religion, people of faith, Christianity, what I'm speaking out of is Christianity, is that we need to look at ourselves in order to solve this problem. We can't look on the outside and say it's their fault. It's our fault. We've done something. We've done something where the fruits of our labor is actually rotten fruit that people don't want to return because the basket of fruit is rotten. So we're going to go through this the next couple of weeks, talking about religion and what it means and why we love religion and why we've created it. So I hope you can follow along over the next several weeks. Today we're going to talk about how everyone is religious. And we're going to start with the idea that all religions lead to the same mountaintop. You may have seen this before, have heard it. It's a good sentiment that a lot of people like. Each culture has its way of expressing the truth of God and getting to God. Even Gandhi had said, the various religions are like different roads converging on the same point. What difference does it make if we follow different routes, provided we all arrive at the same destination? But let's turn the mountain upside down. And all religions start from the same place, but they are different expressions of cultures and how they respond to a world that is confusing and fearful. It's how we cope with our fear of death. Religion is way how we cope with the chaos in our world. I don't know if you've ever thought that religion has given you a sense of control. One of the things I hear often as a pastor is at a memorial service or a funeral service, somebody says, I don't know how somebody can go through this without a church community or believing in God. So then that's saying, I don't know how people who don't believe in God or are a different religion, how they feel a sense of comfort. And that comfort comes from a sense of control over death, that we have this truth that there is hope beyond the grave for us. So religion gives us a sense of control in that. If we think back to the story of the Garden of Eden, in ancient Eastern thought, the garden represented safety, comfort, love, order, and God created and created humans to rule the earth with humanity. But humanity said, I want to rule the earth instead of God. So then we were banished to the wilderness. Wilderness then represented chaos, death, destruction. It's a very fearful place, and we're still in the wilderness, so we are still very fearful. So we are all starting from the place of fear. And how do we control that fear? Different religions then, their paths begin to form and go off in different ways and lead to different places. Some are violent, some are peaceful. Some put their trust in gods, and some put their trust in reason. And so we're all in the wilderness. We're following this danger, fear, control cycle that never ends. To make sense of this, think of two tribes in the desert. There's one watering hole for two tribes. And for each tribe, they have a fear or danger of dying from dehydration, that the water would eventually run out. So there's that danger. Now they're fearful of it. And let's say out of that fear, one of the tribes takes control of the well. Now that has created more danger and fears, because now, instead of just the fear of dehydration, now you're also fearful that the other tribe is going to go to war with you because they no longer have water. So now you have doubled your fears and dangers in the world. And so seeking control over things oftentimes makes the world more dangerous. Depending on what path you take religiously, it's either going to take you to seek control over the dangers of the world, or it'll guide you to gain control by fighting to make the world the way we want it to be. And most oftentimes, that's what religion does, especially when it gets mixed with politics. We want to shape the world and force people to be in the vision that we want it to be. Seeking control just creates more danger. When we do that, when we try to control our political system or our government by our religions, it just continues to continue that cycle of danger, fear, control, danger, fear, control. And what we forget is that everyone is religious because we're all working out of basic fear. Even if you're atheist, even if you believe in science, it's all your religion. We are working out of fear, so we're trying to make sense of the world and the chaos. And so religion or atheism or science or anything like that helps us make sense of it and gain some kind of control over it. So which path, though? Which path is going to break the cycle of danger, fear, and control we are all trying to escape? And I think, you know, I'm biased, but I think the Christian path does that. Jesus did that by dying on the cross. Jesus said, you do not have to sacrifice anymore. You do not have to try to make God love you because God already loves you. I'm not here to change God's mind about you, but I'm here to change your mind about God. And Jesus died on the cross, not seeking control over it all, but dying to break the cycle. And oftentimes the disciples that came after him to create the church did the same thing. They were martyrs. They died because they didn't want to continue the cycle of danger, fear, control, danger, fear, and control. It was breaking it. So this week, what I want you to think about, the question I want you to think about, is what is your ultimate concern and how does it provide you with a sense of meaning and control? What is your ultimate fear and concern in this world? And how does the religion you attend provide you with a sense of meaning and control over it? Because that's what we are all trying to do. But if we look at the story of Jesus, he's breaking the cycle of control. So think about that question this week, and we will see you next week.